seems lyrically and sonically castrated. I grew up on sounds were about changing minds, not the sneakers. They helped you to be all you could be, instead of grooming you to become a passive consumer. The way people listen to and indeed
access. So, what are your plans for the rest of the day?
Oh, well, Robert's insisted we're off to the ball, from the spiritual to the secular.
Oh, yeah. Fallon's being the Easter Bunny in the pub today, I heard.
Yes.
We're meeting Will there for lunch as it happens. George is looking forward to it.
Yes, well, it wouldn't be my first choice of restaurant to break our ethical Lenten diet, but Robert insists.
Oh, the food's very nice at the Bull.
He's craving cod and chips, Neil, and a sticky toffee pudding. Oh. Cod's hardly local to Ambridge.
No, but the Bull is, and we've got to support our local.
Gave him the most enormous Easter egg this morning, stuffed full of chocolate. Oh, Helen. And
hello.
Morning.
This is my friend Annette.
Oh, yes, yes. It's nice to meet you.
Hi. Visiting from France.
Ah. Joyeuse Pâques.
Hi.
Et vous aussi, madame.
You out for a stroll?
That's the idea, yeah. Ah. Followed by lunch at the Bull.
Oh, quelque incidence.
Well, we may see you there, then.
Yes.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
That's Greg Turner's younger daughter.
No.
Yeah, she's stopping with Helen in the shop flat, Susan told me.
How lovely they've kept in touch. Oh, Neil, while I've got you, Are you really sure I can't tempt you to let us put you in the drawer to ring your handbells in Trafalgar Square?
Oh, this Anthony Gormley project? No, Linda, it wouldn't work out, not on me own. It would sound ridiculous.
You do realise you may regret passing up the artistic opportunity of a lifetime?
I doubt it, no. Now, if you don't mind, I promised Susan I'd feed the lawn before lunch.
All right, darling. Can't be helped. Bye. Oh. Ah.
Well, we won't run out of mixers today.
Oh, that was Fallon.
Yeah, where is she? She's cutting it fine.
She's missed her flight from Ireland.
What? But she's our Easter Bunny.
Oh, good, you finished.
Yeah. Just clearing up the bits that fell off the loader. Oh, I've had Bert Gibbs on the phone. Any of you?
Oh, right.
He's happy to come to Dad's birthday reunion, but he's in a wheelchair now and he might need a bit of help, so I told him that was fine.
Of course. Great.
So we're only waiting to hear back from one on the list now, and that's Maggie.
Right.
Oh, right, that's it. So the kids still stuffing their faces.
What do you think? Huh. Pip was pleased with a fair trade egg.
Oh, good.
She's done so well with her diet.
Yeah, I know.
She's not a saint, though. She can't wait to fill her face with junk food today.
Are we still going to wind her up?
Unless you think it's too cruel.
Yeah, no. Hey, you were a long time getting back from the village hall.
Yeah, I stayed and helped Usha clear up when everyone left for the main service.
Oh?
Yeah, there were about 28 went up Lakey Hill for sunrise. Oh. And they all wanted breakfast afterwards.
Mum, Dad!
Oh, here we go.
What, Pet?
Josh is hitting Ben for taking a piece of his Easter egg.
Oh, great.
He's overexcited. It's Reuben's birthday party today.
Oh, yeah.
They're going paintballing. I better go. He needs to get ready anyway.
All right. So how's the revision?
Oh, rubbish. I'm too hungry to do anything.
You know, Pip, Mum and I are really impressed how well you stuck to your diet through Lent.
Yeah, me too.
In fact, you set us such a good example that we've decided to stick to it permanently.
What?
Yep. No more rubbish. Everything ethically sourced.
Oh. Great.
Thought you'd be pleased.
Here you go, Annette.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't realise we'd need to book.
Well, the only thing I can suggest, girls, is if you share.
Oh.
Yeah, I could put you with Ruth and David on number 8. There's only 4 of them at a table for 6. Yeah. If they don't mind. They should be here any minute.
What do you think? Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Come on then. Let's go look out for them.
Oh, Sid!
What?
You don't look a very happy bunny.
I'm not.
Well, try and buck up then.
I'm boiling in this blooming rabbit costume. It's far too short in the body, Jolene.
and it's pink.
Well, we hired it for Fallon, didn't we?
And the zips at the back, which is very inconvenient. I mean, why me?
Well, I couldn't have done it. I've got to liaise with Frieda in the kitchen. We could hardly ask Clary. Oh. Look, we've promised one free egg for every child from the Easter Bunny. You've just got to get on with it.
But Fallon missed a flight on purpose.
Oh, Sid, go and get your face on.
You don't mind us gate-crashing your table?
Oh, don't be silly, no. It's very nice to see you. And,
Annette's staying on a bit longer.
All right.
That's nice. How long for?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, how about you both sit this end?
Oh, thanks, Ruth.
Come on, Annette.
Thanks.
You next to me, Ben.
Okay, Dad.
And behave. Come on, Pip.
You never said we were coming here, you wind-up merchant.
It was your mum's idea.
Hey!
But, you have made us think more about what we eat, don't you?
Yeah.
Can I see the menu, Helen?
Oh, sure.
Can I have roast lamb?
You can.
Well, I'm having a giant four-cheese pizza.
You deserve it after Lent and all your revision.
Is this your GCSEs, Pip?
Yeah. She's taking French, Annette.
Oh, well, if you want to practice.
Annette's fluent.
Oh, okay, well, I'll give you my mobile number.
Oh, my word. How? How? How?
Sid! Do rabbits go ho, ho, ho?
Well, have you got a better suggestion? I am the Easter Bunny. My basket holds a treat for every little boy and girl, an Easter egg to eat.
What's that painted on your cheeks, a giant spider?
It's whiskers.
Well, give us a twirl, then let's see your tail.
Yeah.
Oh, I say, so fluffy. And
cheer up.
Soft. What temperature do you wash it on, Sid?
Leave it alone.
Come on, Ben, grab it.
Ha!
Oi!
David!
Stop that. I won't get the deposit back.
Leave it, Ben. Come on.
Come on,
okay.
Ben.
Okay.
Right. Now then, Ben. Pick your egg. Come on, come on. They're all the same.
Hey, don't harass him.
Yeah, but I've got other tables to get round, you know.
You look a bit hot, Sid.
Well, it's synthetic, isn't it? Sweating cobs in here.
This one, please.
Last.
It's good value to do the menu.
Yeah, too good. We'll hardly make a profit.
Can I take one for Joe?
No, you cannot. Not if he's not here. Chic. No charity, you know.
No.
Oi, Sid.
Keep the change, Jolene.
Oh, Tony.
Anyway, she only wants me to play a set of handbells all on me own. Mad.
Yeah, Fallon fancies an hour on the plinth.
Busking to promote her band.
Oh, well, I don't think Linda would approve of that. Gone well, has it, her tour?
Oh, yeah, they've had some nice reviews. I hope it might lead to more gigs.
Well, you never know. Blimey, it's a giant marshmallow.
Don't you start, Neil Carter. I'm only the understudy, you know.
Oh.
Have you looked in the mirror? Your makeup's melting.
Well, I can't help it. See?
What have you been doing?
What you told me to do. I never asked for this job. And the landlord's beneath my dignity.
Well, you look wonderful, Sid. Don't let anyone tell you different.
Oi, get them eggs off the bar. They'll stink of beer.
Ah, Sid. Look, I'm sitting with Mr. Button, the county fungus reporter. Do you mind if I help myself to an egg?
Yes. I do, actually. Give it back.
I'm sorry.
Sid, don't be rude.
But they're for the children, only. I won't have enough.
I'll leave you to it.
Oh, dear, look, I should have explained. It is for a child. Molly Button, Mr. Button's daughter. She's 8. I suppose she qualifies as a child.
Of course she does.
In that case, I claim my egg. Thank you.
No, you don't. Give it here.
Sid!
I promised I'd fetch her one. Let me have it.
No!
Give her the egg, Sid.
I won't. Linda, no. Let go.
Oh.
I know for a fact Molly's already had one. She's taken the mickey. Well, I wasn't born yesterday. Can have words with her dad.
Sid, no!
Rick.
Oh, I do apologise, Linda.
What?
He's out of his comfort zone.
Oh, let's get this blooming hood off and scratch me head. Oh, that's better.
This way, George.
Oh, he's nowhere safe.
Come on, let's get your Easter egg, shall we?
Here we go. I am the Easter Bunny. Oh, my basket holds a treat.
For it. George? George, don't you want one? It's all right. George!
Ah, come back, Fallon. All is forgiven.
So, this is where you're hiding, huh?
Huh? I'm not hiding, I'm breathing.
Look at you, Sid. What have you done to George Grundy, huh?
Nothing. He took one look at me and ran back inside.
He's very upset.
Oh, and it's my fault, is it? He's spoilt rotten, that child.
Did you let him see you with your hood off?
Well, I couldn't help it.
Oh, that poor little kid. You scarred him for life. He thought he were going to meet the Easter Bunny, not an old misery with streaky makeup and his hair stood on end. Oh, ooh, you look grotesque.
Oh, thank you.
You couldn't even stay in costume.
Now, all me head was itching.
There's a very ugly atmosphere inside, thanks to you.
Me?
David's livid. You upset Ben?
He was pulling me tail. Oh. Are you trying to sneak an extra egg for Josh?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
We had the one egg rule, remember?
You can't behave like that with kids.
All right.
No, it's not all right. I've had to grovel to Linda with a free drink.
Well.
And I've given Mr. Button their meal for nothing.
What?
Well, he complained you were shirty with him and Molly.
She was greedy, demanding a second egg.
Oh, Sid.
And it was underhand to send Linda to get it.
She's 8.
Kids these days, though.
Linda volunteered to fetch the second egg. I expect Molly was too frightened. It was for a little friend who's in the children's ward at Felpersham General.
Oh. Well, she didn't say.
Did you give her a chance? No. So on with that hood, into the gents and fix your makeup.
Oh.
And after you've done that, you can apologise to David, Neil, Linda and Mr. Button.
What?
Before giving every child in the pub a second egg. Free.
Free? What for?
To save our reputation as a family-friendly restaurant.
But...
No buts, Sid. Up it.
Annette. Can I come in?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to wake you up.
Oh, no. That's okay.
Your trainers? You left them in the bathroom last night.
Oh, I put them together. Were they still in the way?
A bit, but there's not a lot of room in there. I'd rather you kept them in here, really.
Oh, no, cool.
So, where shall I put them?
Oh, anywhere. On top of the rucksack?
Right. Oh, it's a bit chaotic in here.
Sorry, there's no space.
No, I know. I think Mum and Dad have got a camping wardrobe somewhere with a zip. I'll bring it for you at lunchtime. Oh, here, I'll open the blind.
Are you going out?
I'm helping Mum in the dairy this morning. Clary's not in, Easter Monday.
I thought you'd be off as well.
Well, you have to pile in with the family business. You only have to make up the time when you take the day off, and I took yesterday off.
Oh, hey, that was all right, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Thanks for buying me lunch.
Well, the vegetarian choices are a bit naff at the ball, sorry.
We're bottom of the heap in France. A bit weird, though. The landlord?
Oh, Sid's all right. He doesn't usually dress up like that.
Pink's not his colour, someone should tell him.
Well, it matched his face, though. So, have you got any plans for today?
Not really. But look, I'll tidy up the kitchen. Don't do it before you go.
OK. There is this parish walk this afternoon.
Another walk?
It's a chance to meet some of the locals. It's meant to open the church to non-churchgoers, but there's no religion involved.
Are you going too?
Oh, I thought I'd see how I felt later.
Ah, cool. That's what I'll do too then.
Right.
Oh, it feels great getting away from Ambridge and all the gossip.
You've developed a siege mentality.
Can you blame me?
Well, some shopping and a bit of lunch would...
Yes, you're right, Jen. It'll do me good. Car behind's a little close. Come on, if you're overtaking me. Last.
Most of the shops in Felbersham should be open today.
Good. You know, Matt didn't want me to come out.
You're not joined at the hip.
It was very diplomatic of Brian to suggest a round of golf with him.
Well, it was a two-pronged attack.
I did wonder.
Oh, will you get that for me, darling?
Oh.
It's in my bag.
Okay.
There's a new cashmere place opened in Palace Road.
That's my girl. Ah, it's a text from Matt.
Well, you better read it, please.
Okay, pussycat. Look after yourself.
Bless him. He's checking up on me. It's okay, though. I feel safe having you in the car.
Safe? From what?
Oh, Jenny.
Well, something happened.
I came off Magnet last week.
No, well, why didn't you tell me?
But I'm telling you now.
Well, what happened?
A motorbike drove up behind me and I fell on the verge.
Well, they can be a menace. Well, where did this happen?
On the Lower Loxley Road by the allotments.
Oh, well, people drive like lunatics along there. They use it as a rat run to Borchester.
That really shook me.
I mean, poor old thing. But you've just got to get back in the saddle when that happens.
No, I couldn't. I haven't been out since.
But you've ridden Magnet lots of times. He's not usually spooked.
Well, you don't know.
Well, it seems a shame.
I just don't feel happy being out there, especially not on my own.
Alice came off Spearmint once near there. You'll get over it. Oh, she and Christopher are coming with us to the point-to-point, did I say?
No.
Oh, it's so lovely having a home for Easter. Do you want us to pick you up, or will you make your own way there?
No, I think I'll give it a miss tomorrow, Jenny.
A miss? Well, that's not like you.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm not like me anymore. Besides, the countess will all be there gawping.
Here you are.
Ah, ta.
Milking go okay?
Yes. I thought I'd get on with the spuds this morning. And I'm looking forward to a piece of Mum's simnel cake at coffee time.
Yeah, it was kind of her to make us that. Mm. Are you going to try and get hold of Kelvin?
Well, it is a bank holiday.
Well, it'd be useful to know when he's coming to finalise the plans.
Yeah, I know. He said he'd need a couple of visits to collate the rest of the information for the planners.
Oh, Tom rang. He and Jazza are bringing over a dozen or so arts from home farm when he's done at the unit.
Oh, good. His operation's coming home, little by little.
It's tricky for him, though, keeping up sausage production at the same time.
Yeah. But it's one in the eye for Brian. I knew we'd get him back one day.
Oh, hi, Helen. A cup of tea before we start.
Hi, love.
No, I'm fine, Mum. I've just seen Lillian and Jennifer off out together.
Oh, good. Lillian's out and about, then.
Yeah. I was thinking, maybe Annette could spend some time with Alice before she goes back to Southampton.
What?
Oh, and have you still got that zipped wardrobe, the camping one?
Why?
Annette's stuff's all over the floor. It's no bigger than a postage stamp, that room.
I thought... Well, we thought she'd gone to her grandmother's.
She was. Change of plan. She's staying with me for a while longer.
How long a while?
Till she can set herself up somewhere.
Oh. I see.
I expect she'll want to find herself a job and a flat share. Maybe in Borchester or Felpersham. Normal stuff. Birmingham, even.
Right.
She's not had it easy in France. Michelle's new bloke basically told her to choose between him and Annette.
Oh, how awful.
Yeah, she's a cow, that woman. Always has been. Things Greg used to tell me.
What about her sister?
Well, Sonia's got her own life to lead. Annette's pretty much been abandoned.
Oh, poor kid.
But she has got family here.
Well, she's not close to her grandmother, though. It'd be like staying with a stranger. And she's Michelle's mother, isn't she? No, she's had enough rejection. She's better off with me for the time being. I'll see you in the dairy, Mum.
Well,
that's that then.
She should go to her grandmother, Pat.
You see, there's nothing a bit of shopping won't put right.
Thanks, Jenny. I really enjoyed myself.
Oh, you've got some good bargains there.
Yeah, cashmere jumper for 30 quid.
we'll put the bags on the back seat.
All right. Oh, my God.
What?
There, look. My riding crop.
So
it wasn't there before.
Well, I didn't notice.
But I lost it when I came off Magnet.
You can't have...
Yes, I did, Jenny. How did it get in the car?
You must have left it there. You must have been mistaken.
The car was locked. You saw me unlock it. Jenny!
What's the matter?
Someone has done it. Someone's got into the car and left it there.
But why?
To frighten me.
Come on, Lillian. Who on earth would do that?
Stephen, or one of his henchmen.
Chalkman? Why?
He's made threats. He's trying to scare us.
Threats?
He's dangerous, Jenny. Matt thinks he was behind my riding accident.
This all sounds rather far-fetched.
He knows he's on borrowed time and he's desperate. He's trying to force Matt to go back on his statement, but he won't. He's a bully.
Now, just try and calm down, Lillian. It's all right.
He may be watching us right now.
Let's put the bags in the back, shall we? Come on, give them to me.
Do you know, I feel quite sick.
Now, are you absolutely certain you took the crop with you when you went out on Magnet?
Oh, I don't know.
You were shaken up, you said.
I remember I came home without it.
But that doesn't mean that you took it with you. I've often seen you ride without it.
Yeah, well, sometimes I do.
Well, there you are, then. It could have been on the back seat on the way here.
God, I just don't know my own mind at the minute, Jenny.
You're under so much stress, Lillian.
It might have been, I suppose.
Well, that's it, then.
Look, I'm phoning Matt. You get in.
All right.
Pushka! You all right?
No.
What?
Look, Jenny and I just got back to the car and my riding crop's here on the back seat. I thought I'd lost it when I came off Magnet.
Yeah, I remember you saying flew out of your hand and you couldn't find it.
Yeah. Only now I can't be certain I'd taken it with me. I mean, well, how would it end up here if I had?
Yeah, but you did take it with you. Or why would you come home saying you'd lost it?
Stephen's planted it.
Yeah, okay. Lillian, listen.
Look, there may be CCTV footage here. Look, shall I call the police?
No. It's pointless. I doubt he's left fingerprints.
No.
Oh, he's clever. Doing small things that can't trace back to him.
Yeah, well, they may be small to him.
Anyway, the police had all me over the coals for not telling them I met him last week. He'd have opened up a can of worms.
Oh, Matt!
Yeah, look, I'm sorry. Look, he won't risk doing anything really criminal to you.
Well, that isn't much of a comfort right now. I told you, you should have called the police.
No, look, just get yourself home, Pushcat. Okay.
That's everything. It's looking so much better. I can see the floor now.
It's neat, this wardrobe.
Yeah, and it doesn't take up much room. Right, shall we tidy up your bed now that we can see that as well?
Oh, sorry.
It'll only take a minute. Then the room will be tidy. Dad used to tease me that he'd only just got up and I'd already be making the bed.
Yeah, was he very tidy? That's the sort of thing I can't remember about him.
Yeah, he was pretty organised, not as bad as me. Didn't ever argue about that kind of thing. There. Thanks for stacking the plates in the kitchen, by the way.
I said I'd do it.
Yeah, but maybe it's a good idea if you've got that far to actually wash them up as well.
Oh, no, sorry.
That's okay.
No, I'm sorry, I'll do it.
Well, I think I need a shower after that hike round Edgeley and back.
No, she was a bit of a case, the woman in charge.
Usha? Yeah, well, she's training for a marathon, isn't she?
Ah, all becomes clear.
Look, I'm out later, so help yourself to anything in the fridge for supper.
Oh.
It was Anya's birthday yesterday, and me and Kirsty are taking her out for a meal.
Oh, I see.
But look, it's my birthday on Thursday.
Yeah, I know, I remember.
Oh, thank you.
Sometimes I even remember to send you a card.
Well, anyway, if you want to come to Bridge Farm, we're having a family supper.
Is Tom going?
I hope so. And you'll be welcome.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, of course I'll come.
It seems to me she had no intention of going to her grandmother's.
Who knows?
She sees Helen as a soft billet.
I'm proud of her wanting to help. It's how we brought her up.
OK, but this kid's 18, and a needy 18 at that.
I know.
She's not Helen's responsibility. I don't like to see her put upon.
No, but we need to go easy, Tony. You know what she's like.
I wonder, should we phone Michelle in France?
What?
She's Annette's mother, after all.
Oh, no, Tony, don't, please.
Oh, well, it was only a thought.
Helen will be furious. We've just got to hold back and not interfere.
All right.
This arrangement can't go on forever. Helen likes her own space. She'll soon tire of playing surrogate mum.
OK, Brian, let him in.
Right out. You stay behind the fence there, Rory. There's a good boy. Let's watch Adam pour the wormer on, shall we?
Come on!
Cool, they're looking good, these yearlings.
Yeah.
What were you going to say about Ian?
That he fancies a turn on the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square.
Doing what?
Cooking his signature dish.
Oh, I didn't have him down as an exhibitionist.
Well, he can be when he's cooking. Hey! Stay still, you. That'd be great publicity for the hotel.
Yeah, it might turn him into one of those celebrity chefs.
Yeah. What are you and Rory doing while Mum's at the point-to-point today?
I thought we'd go for a walk in the wood.
Oh, nice. Right, these four are done.
Go up to Siobhan's bench.
I see.
We haven't been for a while.
And while Mum and Alice are out of the way? Go on!
It's just easier.
Quite. Oh, how are things with Matt yesterday? Hard going?
Oh, you say that again. Even so-called friends were giving him the cold shoulder in the clubhouse.
Very sad.
It's not funny, Adam.
No, I know. Next lot.
Righto. Poor old Lillian.
Yeah.
Jenny's so worried about her.
Oh, we all are.
Yeah, she honestly thought someone had planted that riding crop in the car, Adam.
It's mad. Who would do that?
God knows. One of Matt's unpaid creditors. I really think she's losing it. Heaven only knows what she'll be like if he's sent to prison.
We'll just have to support her.
It's a total mess.
Alan, you're out here.
Oh, hello, darling. Busy morning?
No, I was shuffling stuff around, really.
Oh, you just missed Bert.
Oh.
Yeah, he agrees the veg patch should be over there.
Uh-huh.
Which means there'd be plenty of room for us to have a patio on this side.
Okay, and did you speak to the diocesan office?
Yeah. The property department are fine with the idea. They might be able to offer some help with it. But,
What?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we can afford this ourselves, can't we, love?
Of course we can.
Good. I mean, we're not going anywhere. And the church's investments have taken such a battering.
No, I agree. So, did Amy get off all right?
Yeah. House felt very quiet this morning, though.
Aww.
Just as things ease up for me, she skedaddles back to Manchester.
Well, it was nice you got chatting to Annette yesterday on the parish walk.
Did she? I didn't notice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she seems a lovely girl. I wonder how long she's staying with Helen.
I didn't turn this into too much of a route march, did I?
Well, a few of us were struggling to keep up.
Oh, shut up.
No, you did us all a favour after that chocolate. And it was a good warm-up for you for this afternoon's 20-miler.
I don't know if I can do it, Alan.
Oh, love. Here's me prattling on about patios.
I do need to get out there. I have to have one last big run before the marathon.
Yeah, I know.
There's only so far you can go on a treadmill. I should be over it by now.
Sweetheart, you were mugged. But you can do this. I know you can. Anyway, you won't be on your own this afternoon.
Alan, you can't manage 20 miles.
Oh, can't I?
All right, Brian. I thought it was you.
Oh, afternoon.
Taking the little lad for a walk?
Yeah.
Our George was four last week. They can't half take it out of you, eh? At least with a grandchild, you can give it back at the end of the day.
What brings you this way, Eddie?
Oh, I've got Jake Swing in the back, Nick's kiddie.
Yeah, I know.
I promised I'd bring it over from her mum's. I owe her a favour. She took the wheel for me and Dad when we was a little the worse for wear last week.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
Well, we had the chance to visit that real ale pub, the other side of Felpersham. It seemed rude to pass it up.
Yeah, but I thought Nick was still learning.
Yeah, well, William wasn't happy.
Oh, I bet he wasn't.
He's fetching the rest of her stuff on Thursday. Then she'll feel well and truly settled in at Casa Nueva.
Well, I'm glad they're back together, those two.
Oh, me and all. After everything he's been through.
I prefer my keepers to have stability. They're less likely to want to move away.
The fresh air, the open road. Oh, this feels brilliant. Oh, after the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good idea of yours.
Can we slow down a bit?
I've got to keep up a steady rhythm.
Well, it's years since I
I've ridden a push bike uphill.
You've got lazy with the motorbike. It's only a slight incline. We're nearly at the top.
How many miles have we done so far?
We're nearly a third of the way round, I'd say.
Oh.
You'll have the advantage when we come down the other side.
Oh, legs. This thing's so heavy.
How old is it?
I've had it since before Amy was born.
You kept it very well hidden at the back of the shed.
I was worried you'd give it to the rag and bone man.
We don't have a rag and bone man.
Did you have to choose such a tough route?
Yes. I'll take it easy next week before Sunday.
Oh, yes, please. Oh.
Oh, I didn't tell you.
How could you do that?
What?
Talk and run at the same time.
Save your breath, darling.
Good idea.
I got two more people to sponsor me yesterday. Nathan Booth and Graham Ryder.
Oh.
I hope that didn't contravene some church rule using the parish walk for commercial gain.
Well, it's all for charity. At least the money's still coming in.
Yeah. Except the more I raise, the greater the pressure for me to complete my 26 miles. Ah, top of the hill.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Now, I can let go.
Hey!
You'll catch me now!
Right, well, we'd better get on. Rory will be wanting his tea if I stay much longer.
Before you go, Brian, I don't suppose there's any work going on the farm.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eddie. I mean, you'll have to ask Adam.
Oh, won't get much joy then.
And why?
Oh, nothing.
Now, come on, Eddie. You've got a problem. I'd like to know about it.
He's gone underground. William has been waiting weeks for some action on the game crop.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but Adam's been run off his feet with one thing and another.
William gets the feeling he's been blocking him for some reason. He's getting really frustrated.
No.
Perhaps you could give Adam a nudge on his behalf, just to get things moving.
Right, well, I'll see what I can do, but I can't promise anything.
OK, I'll leave you to it.
Righto. I'll see you later, Eddie. Annabelle.
Oh, Brian, good, you're there.
Oh, what is it?
I'll be passing Home Farm later. Can I stop by?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, what's it about?
Sorry, no time. I'll see you then.
Oh, I did it.
Oh, oh, yeah. Well done.
You should really be rubbing my calves.
I know, darling. And I appreciate this. Oh, oh.
I'm really starting to believe I can do it now.
I'm pleased for you. I really am. Ah!
Oh. Thank you for your company.
I didn't want you to go alone.
Well, you might have found it easier running.
Yeah.
Hello. Sorry.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, Eddie. Usha was just... what can we do for you?
Bert said you want the patio lane.
Why, you're quick off the mark.
He rang to let me know.
Well, we were thinking of getting some quotes, yes.
Right. Here, is it?
Yeah, probably to the border.
We haven't thought exactly what we want yet.
Well, listen, I'll beat any quote going.
Oh, right.
I'm good. I've done a lot of them. I can get testimonials on my work.
No, I'm sure that won't be necessary, Eddie.
Only things are... Well, I could really do with the work.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, we'll get back to you, Eddie.
Hey, Brian! Brian!
You okay?
What's going on?
What?
Jeff said he'd seen you hitch up the cultivator. What are you doing?
Well, I thought I'd work this down for the cover crop.
You thought...
So you can drill it for Will. You were obviously too busy to get round to it, so I thought I'd help.
Has he put you up to it?
Come on, don't sound so suspicious. I'm doing it off my own bat. Poor guy's fed up waiting.
This is between Will and me. It's nothing to do with you.
It is if he's unhappy.
I make the decisions about cropping. You should have asked me first.
Oh, come on, Adam. This'll be good for the shoot. If the shoot runs well, it's good for the estate and the farm.
Even so, it's not your decision to make.
Now, Will's back from Gloucestershire, bursting with good ideas, and here you are, dragging your feet. We don't want to lose him. Lawrence would have him back like a shot.
I don't appreciate you undermining my decisions.
Indecisions. You should be doing everything you can to support him. So important to have good relationships with your colleagues.
Like you and Tom.
Yeah, we're fine now.
Anyway, I thought you were looking after Rory.
No, your mother's back. Now, there's a sight for sore eyes.
What?
Ooh, Annabelle jogging down the hill, see?
Oh, yeah.
So what about the field? I've still got a couple more hours, like.
Oh, all right. I give in. You might as well finish it now.
Great. Oh, you try and do someone a favour. Annabelle.
Oh, hold on. I'll just turn this off.
Oh, what is it?
Graceland, Paul Simon.
Oh. And have you got diamonds on the soles of your trainers?
Blisters on the soles of my feet, more like, come the marathon.
Oh, I don't know how you do it.
I was going to jog to the house for our chat.
Oh, shall we?
No, it would have taken me off my route, actually.
Oh, such focus.
Excuse me while I just do some stretches.
Yeah, sure.
The thing is, there's a planning meeting the day after tomorrow with South Borsetshire. It's routine.
Yeah, what about?
The business park idea on the Webster Bridge site.
Oh, yeah.
Matt and I were going together, but Phillips, the building contractors, indicated he'd rather I went with a different member of the board.
Not Matt.
Exactly. Would you come instead?
Wait. I mean, have you told Matt?
Yes, I have. He bluffed a bit, said he was too busy to go anyway.
I doubt it at the moment.
So do I. Will you come, then?
Well, yes, yeah. I mean, I'll check the diary.
Oh, thanks, Brian. Then at least I'll have someone they can trust.
Yeah, this is bad.
Oh, tell me about it.
Guilt by association.
The point is, we could lose business.
Yeah.
And the board are getting very twitchy. Andrew, Barbara, Jerry, they've taken to whispering in corners.
I mean, last week's meeting was ghastly.
Oh, I know. Something's going to have to change. And soon.
So, fingers crossed, Alan will give him the job. Well, it's only a small patio, but...
Well, something's better than nothing.
Yeah, things are a bit tight for Mum and Dad.
I know, it's difficult.
Oh, George was funny yesterday afternoon, did I tell you?
What?
He turned the settee into an aeroplane.
Did he?
He was the pilot, he made me the co-pilot, right? And we had to get all the pretend luggage on board before we were allowed to take off.
It's that model plane Dad gave him for his birthday. He absolutely loves it.
Oh, yeah, I know he does.
You know, Dad's still going on about Sunday when George got upset.
Well, anyone would be upset. Sid is an Easter bunny.
With his hood off and his makeup running.
Yeah, was George okay this morning anyway?
Yeah, he was fine. Just hope he doesn't play up at Nan's again there.
Well, your granddad's taking him up the allotment today, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, we're so much happier outdoors.
Oh, I'm glad they can have him. I've no idea how long me and Oliver will be with this agent.
What's he going to do then, this guy?
Well, Malcolm. Oh, he'll have a good look around the farm and then we'll go through all the costings.
What, for this business plan?
Yeah. Thanks to Grandad for giving me that loan. And then we'll give it all to Oliver and the bank.
Ed, you know all of a sudden you've joined the grown-ups.
Yeah, I know. It's mad, isn't it? Oh, did I put that folder in the bag?
Yeah, you got it.
Well, I'll be telling Mike this morning and I'll...
Oh, at last.
Well, it's looking like the right time. Now we've got a real chance of it going ahead.
Thanks to Joe.
Oh, yeah, he played a blinder. Well, Mike will wonder what Malcolm's doing, poking around asking questions.
Yeah, he might think Oliver's selling up.
Yeah, exactly. So it's only fair I tell him first. Well, here we go then.
Oh, look, it's Nigel.
Oh, yeah. You have a good day, yeah?
Right. Okay, I'll give you a call in my break, see how you're getting on.
Yeah, okay.
Hello there.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Nigel.
Lovely morning.
Yeah, it is.
Everything all right?
Yeah, thanks.
We're so glad Emma's back here where she belongs.
Well, it's working well for us and all.
Excellent.
Yeah, at least I can start and finish at the same time every day now.
Well, look, I'm going to get off. I'll talk to you soon, Em.
All right, good luck.
See you, Nigel.
Bye. I mean it, Emma. We're delighted to have you back in the orangery.
Well, a lot's happened since I was here before. Feels a bit funny without Kathy.
Yes, we miss her. But there we are. Well, you've come back in a busy week.
Yeah, no, I've been busy. You know, just not taken advantage of. Kenton takes flexible working to a whole new level.
He is very laid back.
I think lazy is another word. I had too much responsibility for too little pay.
You were ambitious when you worked here before, then.
And I guess I might be again one day, but with George, it's...
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, well, it suits me fine for now. Do you feel a bit guilty, though, only giving Kenton a week's notice?
No, we always pull something out of the hat, don't you worry. I might drop in and see him later on when it's quieter. I've got to visit my accountant.
Oh, you're back from your round then, Mike?
Hey? Oh, hello, Ed. Yeah. Started a bit late this morning. Looked chewing the fat with Brenda again last night.
Oh, could you stop that for a minute?
Hello. What is it? Want me to do the milking tonight, then?
Oh, no, there's a land agent coming today to look around the farm.
What for?
Well, no, it's all right. Don't panic. Well, the thing is, Oliver, well, he's offered me the tenancy here.
The tenancy?
Yeah, so, well, I've thought it through, and I'm planning on taking over the herd and the land. Not the house, obviously.
Well, I never.
Well, he's that worn down after everything that's
happened.
Yeah,
I know.
He's not exactly been in it. So he's keen for me to take it on.
Oof. That's a big step up.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm terrified, to be honest. But I'm excited as well.
Yeah, I can imagine. How far on are your plans?
Well, the guy coming today is from the TFA. He's putting the business plan together for me and... hopes to drop it off next week.
Business plan, eh? And, what about me?
Well, that's what I wanted to tell you, Mike. I'd like everything to carry on the same. I mean, it's a good arrangement, isn't it? What'd you say?
Well, if Oliver's put his faith in you, I reckon I couldn't all.
Oh, great. That's brilliant.
Put it there, mate. Oh, I'm really pleased for you, Ed.
Thanks.
Relieved as well, if I'm honest. I didn't know where things was headed with Oliver. Way he's been. Better the devil you know, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, I'll carry on supplying you. You keep the bottling plant, the milk round going. It's business as usual.
Well, if it ain't broke. And you'll be going into it with your eyes open. It's your enthusiasm's kept us going this last year, I reckon.
I've been waiting to tell you, because we weren't sure if I could even finance the plan.
Oh, it's a costly business, taking on a farm tenancy.
Yeah, tell me about it. But Oliver's offered me brilliant terms.
Well, of course he has. You're his golden boy. Look, do you need any kind of official endorsement from me?
Well, if you want to talk to Malcolm and tell him you're happy with the setup, it can't do no harm.
Well, right, you're on.
He's coming in 15 minutes.
A Grundy bag at Grange Farm, eh? Ho-ho! What the family make of that, then, eh?
What do you think? Oh. Oh, it's Emma. Look, I'll leave you to it, Mike.
Right you are, then.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. How's it going? Is the agent there, yeah?
No, but I just told Mike. He's right behind me.
Yeah?
Yeah, he wants everything to carry on the same.
Oh, that's a relief.
That's just what he said. Well, it's in his interests after all.
And yours. Will you keep me posted, yeah?
Oh, you cut it fine, Nigel. I'm closing in 10 minutes.
That's early, 10 to 5.
Yeah, well, I'm knackered, mate. I've been rushed off my feet without my best member of staff.
Oh, it's marvellous having Emma back at Lower Loxley.
Yeah, rub it in, why don't you?
She's so reliable, so personable.
Oh, shut up.
You should take better care of your staff. How much for the letty?
No, on the house, just to show how magnanimous I am in defeat.
Well, best man won. Anyway, I don't know why you're playing the guilt card, Kenton. I know for a fact you've found a replacement for Emma.
How?
I have my spies.
Lorna.
Oh, I know Lorna.
Hello, Mike.
All right. She helped with the costumes at the panel. Right laugh she was.
Mike, I suppose you want a drink now, yeah?
What can I get you, sir?
Sorry.
Can of Coke.
Right.
Ignore him, Mike.
Can I join you?
Yeah, sure. Ah. He's feeling sorry for himself.
Oh.
Who have you given the post to, Kenton?
Oh, well, that's one Naomi. She seems frighteningly efficient.
Well, that's what you want in a waitress.
Yeah, well, hopefully I can take my foot off the gas and resume my role as mine host.
Some host.
Yeah. There you go. One Coke. Do you want a glass for that, sir?
Nope.
All right. Oh. I'm turning the sign around. I've been run ragged.
Yeah, town's busy and all. Supermarket with murder.
Mike, how's the family?
All very well, Tar Nigel. Except Brenda. You know, with splitting up with Tom.
Yes, that's a shame.
She's back with me now.
Oh, well, that's nice in one way, mate.
Hmm. She's doing well at uni, though. Got her exams soon. Even so, I'm trying to encourage her to have a social life without Tom.
Well, it's hard in a small place. I don't suppose she's still working for Matt Crawford, is she?
No, thank goodness.
My accountant tells me the boardroom at Borchester lands in a rail stew. Mm. She's a terrible gossip, I think.
Well, poor Brenda's like a dog with no tail. She really thought Tom was the one.
Oh, good Lord, Kenton. A short.
Yeah, too righty. I'll keep it under the counter for emergencies. Well, cheers, chaps.
Right, cheers. Brenda's trying to encourage me to get out and about as well.
Oh, that's a good idea, mate. You know, got to keep the old mojo working.
Well, I got me dancing class.
Life is for living. Here, take a look at this.
Blimey, Kenton!
That's new.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks old. Lucky in every endeavour.
I suppose everyone in the Merchant Navy had a tattoo, did they?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, you've got to keep trying new things. Hey, you should get yourself on that fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square, Mike.
Eh? What? With a sign round me neck? Available.
Well, Bert, tell me all about Linda's auditions. He's very keen to go up there himself.
Oh, well, I wouldn't mind, you know. Me and Nelson?
Yeah, two drunken sailors. Here, I hope you're not driving home.
No. Kathy and Jamie are picking me up. We're off to the cinema.
Oh, by the way, Kenton, are you going to Phil's NFU reunion party next Thursday afternoon?
No, but not my idea of a party. Sitting with a load of old duffers discussing the price of turnips during a 3-day week.
Oh, I don't know.
Lizzie and I'll see Phil at Glebe in the evening.
Oh, no, me too. No, I'm glad Dave's organised something, though.
Yeah. Brookfield are having a crate of our wine. They earned it when they helped with the harvest. I believe Phil's in on the secret now.
Oh, well, good. At least he can enjoy the anticipation.
How old's he going to be?
81.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I'll drop him a card round.
And it's Lizzie's next Tuesday.
All right, well, I'll have to get round to some shopping. Well, down the hatch.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Did you want a nip, either of you?
No, not all right. Only have brandy when I feel faint.
And I'm on the bike.
Well, not on the wagon?
No.
Oh, well, you were once. Hey, do you remember when Julia hid the key to the cellar?
Yes. Dear Mammy.
What is this?
Well, Nigel had been liberally bending the old elbow at the snail's bash.
Oh.
Well, it was New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and the rest. And that Elizabeth was haranguing him. The cellar was going down fast.
That was your influence.
Yeah, so Julia confiscated the keys.
You even searched her handbag.
Oh, blur back.
I thought that was you.
No, it was you.
Oh, right, well, anyway, she'd hidden them in the bathroom cabinet.
Oh, yes, yeah. And we hid behind the shower curtain. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I thought she'd discovered it.
Yeah, but it was only Kathy.
Close shave.
Kenton, look. Real men don't look in a woman's handbag.
Oh, I still can't believe it.
I know.
Oh, Oliver was great today.
Yeah?
They're supporting me, but not taking over.
Well, that's how it's going to be from now on, because you'll be calling the shots.
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, I so don't want to let him down.
Oh, was that George?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, good.
Well, Malcolm was surprised.
Why?
Well, Oliver not wanting the full market rent.
Well, you'll be doing all the repairs, won't you? So it's a fair exchange, really.
Yeah, well, even so, it's generous. It'll be a worry off his mind, though.
He knows you can make a go of it. We all believe in you, Ed.
Oh, I just don't want to let Mike down. Don't let my family down either. Or you.
Well, you could never do that.
You know, this is going to change our lives, Em. Oliver's given us a future, something we can build on.
I know. You, a tenant farmer.
Oh, it sounds good, doesn't it? Oh, I just hope Malcolm gives it the thumbs up so we can go ahead.
But you won't see the pools themselves or the ditches. It'll be mostly a mass of willows and aquatic plants. Well, it's summer anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, will it do the job?
Oh, yes, like a dream. By the time it gets to the final pond, the water will be clean enough to stock fish in it.
Well, I hope you're right. Just don't expect me to eat one of them.
No, I'm telling you, Brian, it'll be absolutely pure. And it's taking everything. Farm waste, runoff from the yard, silage effluent.
So how much of this field will it take up?
Oh, about half an acre.
And cost?
20,000.
What? You could buy a decent slurry store for that.
Listen, this isn't a useless slab of metal. It's a natural resource, with virtually no maintenance costs.
Oh, there is that, I suppose.
No moving parts, no concrete to crack, just soil. BL wouldn't have put this system in. Did us a favour, that drain collapsing when it did.
Not good PR, though. An organic farm polluting the local stream.
Yes, yes, all right. But even you have to admit it's a beautifully elegant, low-tech system.
Well, yes, yeah. An eco-warrior, if not a farmer.
Well, it's one that Tom and Helen are excited about inheriting.
And do you think the planners will pass it?
Well, I don't see why not. It's not close to any other houses. They want a full explanation of how it works and performance figures, of course. Our guy's hoping to get the application in next week.
Oh, hello, Brian.
Hello.
Ah, Pat. Tony's telling me all about this wetland waste thing.
Ecosystem.
Yes, yes. Well, good luck with it. I hope you get your planning.
Thanks.
Brian's dropped off some drinkers for Tom.
Oh?
Yeah, I want to help, you know. It's time to bury the hatchet all round, eh? And your mother's a very wise woman, Tony.
Yes, well, at least she won't interfere with Tom's decisions. And it'll be great to have the pigs back where they belong.
Yeah. Jazza doesn't get it, you know.
What?
Ah, he'll do what he's told when he works here, of course. He thinks the organic ethos a load of old tosh.
Oh, does he now?
Although he didn't put it as politely as that.
Well, I'm sure he'll appreciate the benefits of organic husbandry when he's here full time.
Well, you can lead a horse to water. As long as he's not sent on any re-education courses.
Well, it'll be none of your concern.
That's the one thing he's dreading. Anyway, I'm meeting Annabel.
Well, don't let us hold you up.
Here.
Huh? What's this?
It's Jenny's present for Helen. I think it's a pass for a spa day.
Oh, she'll enjoy that.
Her young friend Annette spent the morning with Alice today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, seems a nice enough kid. But it stopped me in my tracks when I saw her, though. I mean, she had such a particular look of Greg about her. Anyway, thanks for the tour, Tony.
Okay.
The science of it's very, it's very interesting.
Well, he's got too much time on his hands, that man.
I hope it's only her father's looks Annette's inherited.
You know, I don't know why Helen feels responsible for her. It's too much. What'll happen if the other girl turns up as well?
I sometimes think she'll never be free of Greg.
Well, maybe she doesn't want to be.
I'm trying to bite my tongue.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
She gets protective and defensive about Annette the same way she used to about him.
Yeah. What's going on, Pat?
I don't know. Anyway, I need to go in and make her birthday cake now.
Well, let's hope we have a pleasant evening.
Sure you don't want something stronger than that, Annabelle?
No, I'm strictly unadulterated till after the marathon.
Not good for you. So you won't fancy pistachio then?
No, thanks.
Cheers.
That was a complete waste of time.
Really? Phillips indicated he'd still be interested in building the business park for us.
Yeah, except he was still lukewarm about Matt and Chortman being on the board if we do proceed.
Well, yes.
Even if we're granted planning, how can we move ahead with the board in its current state?
Yeah.
We're paralysed. Stephen being elusive and Matt stubbornly clinging on.
Well, I've sounded a few people out to get new blood in.
Yes?
And bigger shareholders seem keen.
Well, good luck. But we've got to deal with Matt first, who sees BL as his own personal fiefdom.
Yes. And Chalkman's used to being a big player. People are scared of him.
I know.
I wouldn't want to be the one to try to persuade him.
I'm home. Hi.
Bon anniversaire.
Hey, what's all this?
Oh, they're only from the shop. I asked Susan for the best bunch she had. Couldn't get into Borchester.
No, that's really sweet, Annette. Thanks.
You're back early?
Yeah. Oh, I'll get those in water in a minute. Oh, I don't think I've got a vase, actually.
Oh, I'll put them in the kitchen sink, shall I?
Oh, thanks. Kirsty looked up for me. We had a drink at lunchtime, which was nice.
You should have come and woken me up this morning before you left.
I found your card, thanks.
Hey, I've nothing decent to wear tonight. All my tops look so wrong for a party.
Well, it's not a party, it's only a family meal.
Not even so.
Borrow something of mine if you like.
Can I?
Sure, no worries.
Oh, thanks. Are we picking Tom up tonight?
No, he's making his own way. He's seeing one of his customers beforehand in the gastropub in Upper Croft.
What time are we leaving, anyway?
Well, I'm going to see Gran and Jack first, on my own.
Oh, right.
Jack doesn't deal very well with new people.
He's the one...
With Alzheimer's, yeah. Oh. But I'll be back to pick you up by 7:30.
OK, I'll be ready.
Maybe you could tidy around a bit before we go? Place for everything?
Brian, if we can get Matt out, either by rout or resignation, I think you should consider replacing him as chair.
Oh, come on, Annabelle.
I'm serious.
Look, who's going to vote for me? There are much stronger candidates. I mean, Jerry for one. Look, I'm a farmer first and foremost.
You'd be the least contentious choice.
Huh.
Someone we could all agree on.
The mediocrity candidate.
You're a successful businessman, known and respected in the community.
Oh, well.
And above all, you're a safe pair of hands. After a storm, you need calm.
But what about Andrew?
Oh, he was accused of giving Stephen backhanders in that development scandal. Have you forgotten?
Oh, yeah. Yes, Brenda Tucker went for him on the radio.
I wasn't even on the board then, but I knew about it. We can't risk anyone with a whiff of scandal about them.
Yeah, but nothing was proved.
No, but mud sticks. We're trying to redeem our reputation, and yours is seen as impeccable.
Is it?
Of course. Think about it. Should we suffer as developers by association with C3PL, at least we'd still have the estate, and you understand farming, Brian, not like the rest of us.
Well, that's true, yeah.
You've got good links with the local community, and you're honest.
Well, I hope the others are honest.
You'd present the face of integrity.
Uh-oh.
You've a straightforward, practical manner, one people trust. You could just save the company.
Oh, no, please, please, enough.
People would see we're serious about salvaging BL's reputation with you at the helm. That's got to be our priority. Your ideal.
Yeah, well, I'm not opposed to the idea.
You shouldn't be.
Quite like it.
Good. That took some coaxing.
Are we having another?
Oh, no, not for me.
All right. It's quite a responsibility, though.
Sure, but you've got the time for it these days. No more pet sausage projects.
True. And it'd keep me out of Adam's hair.
Look, I'll sniff out the others and see what support we can rely on.
Is that a good idea? Because it might get back to Matt.
I'll be discreet.
I really don't want to stick my head above the parapet before he's gone.
Okay, but we've got to plan our strategy. We need an informal meeting without Matt.
Well, how are we going to manage that?
I'll ring round. I'm not prepared to stand by and watch the company implode. We need a smooth transition, and you're the perfect choice.
Great cake, Pat.
Oh, thank you, Annette. It's one of my fail-safe recipes.
Not as fancy as a French one, I'm sure.
It's delicious, Mum.
Thanks.
Hell of a lot of candles this year, Helen.
Not as many as were on yours.
Okay, touché. That's a shame that Tom's gone.
He was knackered, Dad.
He's overdoing it.
Well, it's easier for him to keep busy than to stop and admit he's missing Brenda.
Oh, they want their heads banging together, those two.
She was mad to let him go. I wouldn't have.
So, how do they celebrate birthdays back home, Annette?
Oh, same as here, really.
Oh,
is your mother much of a cook? She must have picked up a few tips since she went to France.
Not really.
But Annette's a dab hand in the kitchen.
Am I?
Of course. It's lovely having you around.
Oh, I must keep a piece of cake for Clary. Is that all right, Helen?
Oh, yeah, sure. I bet she's on top of the world.
Oh, yeah. She's crossing her fingers that Ed can make a go of it.
Well, I'll still be buying his milk for sterling gold. I wonder if he'll want the same involvement as Oliver.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
So, Annette, what kind of thing do you see yourself doing in the future?
Mum?
I don't know, really.
You must have some idea.
Yeah, you can't just float around forever.
I quite like travel.
Oh. Well, so where have you got your eye on next, then? I've always wanted to go to Costa Rica.
Oh, I'm not mad about abroad.
I think it took guts for Annette to up sticks and get as far as England, don't you?
Well, yes. And I presume you've let your mum know how long you'll be staying at Helen's.
Not really. She wouldn't care.
Helen says you're looking for a job, possibly in Felpersham.
Oh, yeah. There's lots for young people to do in a university town.
Mum, Can you give me a hand, please?
Don't go.
Yes, of course, sir. Have some more cake, if you like, Annette.
Thank you.
So, how have you found the pound against the euro?
Shut the door. What? What are you doing interrogating her like this?
I'm not. I just want to know what her plans are.
So unsubtle.
Well, has she got any? Has she started looking for a job yet?
It's your business.
So how's she paying her way?
She's my guest.
I know, and it's very sweet of you to have her.
Don't patronise me, Mum.
I'm sorry, but she can't stay with you forever on a freebie. I really feel her grandmother
ought to... I'm not sending her there. Don't you get it? Annette's vulnerable. She's been through a lot. Not everyone's on the make.
Oh, I didn't mean... I apologise if it came over like that. It's just she does seem to have rather latched on to you.
She's had enough people let her down, and I'm not about to do the same because of your selfish misgivings. I'm shocked, Mum. I really am.
We're only thinking of you, Helen.
Oh, we? So you've been talking about this with Dad?
You've just turned 30. You should be enjoying your independence instead of being saddled with a teenager. Someone who isn't really anything to do with you.
Oh, you wish, don't you?
Keep your voice down.
Annette is family to me. At least I can talk about Greg with her. I mean, he used to brush him under the carpet like he didn't exist.
Helen! Oh!
Come on, Annette. It's time we went.
Oh, okay.
What's going on?
Oh, Helen, please don't go. At least stay and have some coffee.
No, I've had enough. Come on, let's go home.
It's bolting up well for the silage. Not that it matters so much this year.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're on the new paddocks.
Oh, it's so great to be outside.
Well, there's quite a wind today.
I like it.
Was it helpful having Annette over to practice your French?
Kind of. It was a bit hard to get rid of her.
Pip?
It's like she's on holiday. She wanted to talk a lot. She kept hinting that she might come back.
Well, she can, can't she?
I guess. It is awful what happened to her dad, though.
Yeah. Do you remember it?
Of course I do. I'm not sure that I'd want to come back to where it happened if I was her.
Who can say? Maybe it's therapeutic. So, what else have you been doing?
Well, working my way through an English revision guide. I'm worried about the lit exam, though. It's only 5 weeks away, and I've got it the day after maths.
It's tough when they come together like that.
I'm dreading it so much. I'm no good at English.
Rubbish, don't be daft.
I'm not. Oh, is it all right if I go out with Jonathan tomorrow night?
Don't see why not.
Cool. There's a YF pool game, and I want to watch him play. Has Dad got in touch with everyone for Grandad's party yet?
Yeah. Maggie rang to confirm this morning.
Maggie?
She was active in the NFU in the 70s.
Was she?
Yeah, she had a farm at Haybury, with one guy working with her. She kept large whites, she told me.
I wish we had pigs again.
So does your granddad.
And I wish I could miss school for the party. I'd like to meet her.
I expect she'll be here when you get home.
Was granddad big in the union?
Your grand said he was elected chairman of the local branch. He went to the AGM in London and everything.
Good old granddad. I wonder if Dad will do the same.
Oh, don't let's encourage him. He's got enough to do as deputy.
Was the shop busy this morning?
It's always busy on a Friday.
Here you go.
Thanks.
I could make you a baguette to go with it.
No, coffee's enough.
Or go downstairs and buy something from the shop. Not that the sandwiches are very inspiring.
I'm not hungry. What have you been up to anyway? You haven't spent the whole morning on Twitter and Facebook, I hope.
No, I went and helped Pip with her French.
All right.
Her accent's terrible, but she's very sorted, isn't she?
I suppose.
I mean, 16, she's got a whole future mapped out.
Well, it's easier when you're inheriting a going concern.
Oh, I tidied round.
Yeah, I can tell.
Annette!
What? I wish you'd rinse things when you wash them up. Oh, this mug tastes soapy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll make you another one.
No, didn't your mother teach you anything?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's all right.
No, it's not. Oh, I'm being a real cow. Just ignore me.
We had a dishwasher in France.
I bet you wish there was one here.
Can I still watch you make the cheese this afternoon?
Oh, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to Bridge Farm now. I'm going visiting instead. My friend Nick's moved back to Ambridge and I said I'd go and see her.
Oh, right.
She had her driving test this morning. You're more than welcome to come.
Oh.
But she lives in your dad's old cottage, so if you're unhappy about it, I understand. She's Will's partner, you see.
Oh. No, no, it's okay. What food are you having for the party?
Oh, we haven't discussed it yet. Beef, I expect. Or maybe some of our lamb.
Everyone likes potato salad.
That's true. Your gran's definitely doing a couple of chocolate cakes, I know that. Don't worry, we'll save you some.
Well, if Bert's coming, he usually finishes everything off.
I'll hide you some leftovers in the fridge, OK?
Oh, good. You know, I bet Maggie's got some really interesting stories from the old days.
Well, 70s isn't the old days.
It is to me. Oh, and Grandad must be so excited to see everyone after so long.
Apparently he's been deciding what to wear all week.
Hey, should we take a look at the lapwing eggs, Mum?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, come on. We're so near.
Oh, we don't want to disturb them.
We can be careful.
Thanks for this, Nick. I didn't have lunch.
Oh, the kids love them.
Me too.
Are you sure you wouldn't like some flapjack in it?
No, thanks. I'm okay. I'm so pleased for you. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks. I'm still shaking. The examiner said my driving was a little cautious, though.
Well, you get more confident with experience.
I can't believe I can drive myself to the shop now without having to ask Will.
It'll really change your life now you've moved in properly.
Yeah.
I did when I passed my test.
Oh, I'm terrified of driving on the motorway for the first time, though.
Well, you can book a special lesson for that.
Yeah, I know. I phoned Will straight away. He's taking us out tonight to celebrate.
I should think so, too. And you'll be able to do the driving.
I will not. It's my celebration. I'm going to have a drink.
Good for you.
The weird thing was, when we approached the Parliament Road roundabout out of Borchester,
yeah.
I was praying the examiner would say, drive straight on to the Park Hill Estate. And he did.
Why were you praying for that?
Well, Will had taken me on the exact same route the day before yesterday.
Oh, that's lucky.
Yeah, it got me off to a good start. Oh, this means everything to me, Helen.
Well, it's your passport to freedom.
Look at it, Mum.
Oh, it's such a shame.
All four eggs smashed. Oh, I knew it was too good to be true.
I expect a rat or a stork's had them.
Or a crow.
Maybe. I'm so sorry, Pet.
What about the mother?
Who knows?
It was so beautiful watching her fly.
She'll be fine, I'm sure. I doubt she'll come back to the same spot to lay another batch.
No. Oh, I wish I could have protected them somehow.
You can't, though.
I know. Wild predators are always on the lookout for food.
Yep, that's the way it is. They have to live too.
How are you settling in anyway, Nick?
Oh, great. Jill Archer came round this morning.
Really?
Oh, she's so kind. She bought some homemade bread, a jar of honey and some of her marmalade.
Mm, aren't you the lucky one? It's famed her marmalade.
And Hayley brought Abby round to see us.
Aww.
Oh, she's so cute. Mia really loves her. Oh, but the place is still pretty chaotic, as you can see.
It's a lot bigger than my place, though. At least you've got somewhere to put stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice when you've got everything organised.
Oh, we were doing all right until Will brought the rest of the children's toys over yesterday. And you can see the result. I wouldn't mind, but they didn't play with half of them.
Well, we've got the swap club in the village. You could always trade them for tea notes.
Oh, there'd be a riot. Well, it's funny, but they kind of like to know they're still around. Anyway, why didn't you tell me it was your birthday yesterday? Will said something about it before he left for work.
How did he know?
Jennifer Aldridge.
Oh. See, you're in the village loop already.
She said you were 30.
Don't remind me. Oh, I feel so old letting go of my 20s.
Oh, well, I'm nearly there too. Did you do anything special?
She was working.
No, not in the evening.
Oh, we went to Mum and Dad's for supper.
Oh, so you didn't fancy a club or anything?
No, we had an early night.
Oh, right.
Well, you've certainly got it looking homely in here, in spite of the mess.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, it's good to have your own place. You'll have to come and see the flat, won't you, Annette?
Yeah. Oh, you won't want my two messing it up. In time, I want to put my own stamp on the place, but, you know, it's fine for now. Oh, Will said the decor was pretty awful before he and Emma had it done up.
Oh, that's when I was here.
Oh. Oh, Helen, me and my big mouth.
Oh, it's okay. Greg and I never got round to redecorating it, that's all.
Oh, I'm sure it was very nice.
No, Will's right. It was depressing.
Greg had a lot to deal with at the time.
Excuse me.
Oh, Annette!
Oh, I'm so sorry, Helen. I didn't think.
No, it's okay. Oh, I wondered if it might be too much for her.
Oh, you told me she was Greg's daughter.
Don't worry, Nick, really. I'll talk to her. Annette.
I'm all right.
Oh, we shouldn't have come.
I wanted to. I thought it'd be okay. I'll go back inside.
No. Hey, come on.
It feels so weird. He should be here.
I know.
I was sitting there, trying to join in, but all I could think of was... Where's my dad? Where is he?
Oh.
I didn't really know him, Helen. It's not fair. I don't have any memories, not proper ones.
You were very young.
It still hurt, though. No one ever listened to me. I never wanted him and Mum to split up in the first place.
Of course you didn't.
And he didn't want us, or he'd have stayed.
No, Annette, he did want you. He loved you and Sonia, but he and your Mum... It was terrible for him, and she fell in love again.
What? You're telling me my own story now.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Oh, you were such a sweet little thing. He worshipped you and Sonia.
He only cared about her.
No.
She got all his attention.
Because she was out of control. He wanted to be a good dad, but he didn't know how to handle it all.
He shut us out. He didn't want to know.
Annette, that isn't right. He was depressed. He turned in on himself.
Why?
Michelle told him he couldn't see you both anymore. It was very cruel.
He could have tried.
He did. Maybe he could have done more, but he was so low and it hurt him so much. The thought of life without his girls, it was like the light went out of his life.
Yeah. Well, it went out of mine too. And I never said goodbye to him. No one let me.
It's all right, Annette. You cry. It's all right.
I did want to come.
Yeah?
To see the cottage. To see if I could imagine him here. But he isn't. And I'll never see him again.
Annette. Listen, there's something my dad said after Greg died.
What?
When you love someone, the love doesn't die and no one can take it away from you. Not ever.
He took it.
No. No, you just can't find it. But you will... You will when you stop hurting.
Oh, Helen.
It's okay.
I've never talked about him. Never. And she shut us up when we tried.
I still want to talk about him too, all the time. But no one else does.
She was only ever angry. And she still seemed angry with him even when he was dead.
Maybe she was ashamed of how he died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. No, it's all right.
Oh, I shouldn't be dumping all this on you.
I've been where you are, and it doesn't work to hold it in. Believe me. All it does is make you ill.
I don't want to come between you and your family.
What? Where's that come from?
You and your Mum were arguing about me in the kitchen last night.
Oh, God.
I know I'm in the way. They think I'm sponging off you.
Hey, look. It doesn't matter to me what they or anyone else thinks, right? Annette?
Yeah.
You're staying with me, and we can talk about your dad morning, noon, and night for all I care. It's going to be all right.
The Archers was written by Noel Gadala. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.